Right now, let's bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this Friday morning?
Fantastic.
All right. You know, do they put too much time in between the last bowl game and the championship game?
That's only a little more than a week.
Okay. Seems longer than that, because I guess because I'm looking forward to the game, Ohio State versus Alabama. But
yeah, they played Friday. Now they play Monday night.
All right. And I know
and Ohio State already has their built-in excuse when they get walloped.
Yeah, COVID.
Yeah. So don't play. Push it back another week.
No one's. I don't think anybody's beating Alabama, but
no, I hope they lay a beating on Ohio State like you've never seen before.
Aflac. I do.
Ohio State is the media's darlings. They can do no wrong. Oh, I hope they get smacked.
Like I said, Aflac. I like his commercials for Aflac. What's his name? The coach.
Who's that? The coach.
Saban's coach. Yeah, he's got that. He's got a very funny set of commercials with Aflac, and it looks like he doesn't have much personality, but he does. Hey, there's something.
Oh, he does. Did you watch the game last week when who'd they beat? Notre Dame.
Yeah.
When they tried to interview him just before the half, just as the half ended, and none of his headsets wouldn't work, so the woman, whoever she was, kept asking him questions, and he's like, I can't hear you. I was waiting for him to just take the things off, throw them on the ground, and walk away. I wish he did.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question ever since I saw this story, and that is the Mets acquiring Francisco Lindor.
Did you hear what happened?
No.
He died.
What?
Yeah, the Mets signed him, and he jumped out of the plane.
Okay.
Yeah, they signed Lindor and Carrasco. Yep.
Are those?
You remember Jose Baerga?
Yeah.
When he played for the Indians, he was a world beater.
Yeah.
Then the Mets, he came to the Mets, and what happened to him?
Not much.
We'll see what happens. Sounds like a good trade on paper, but remember, these are the Mets. These are the Mets. Remember when they got Jason Bay from Boston? He was like a terror up in Boston. What happened when he came to the Mets?
The curse of the Mets.
The San Juan Hex.
Hey, we have to mention this before we go any further. You and I are not big regular season basketball fans, but the Knicks are above 500.
That's news to me.
5-3.
Good for them.
5-3.
Good for them.
And you know what? I mean, I don't know how long they'll stay there, but I figured I just wanted to get them on as quick as we could.
I watch basketball as much as I watch news nowadays. None of the time.
Stay away from news. Stay away from news. News.
I don't watch it.
Just raises your blood pressure.
Okay. I don't need it.
I knew this was coming. Deshaun Watson wants to request a trade. He's unhappy with the direction of the franchise.
Who's he play for?
Houston. Texans.
Good. I got a trade for him. And it would be the best thing to ever happen. Trade him to the Jets for the first round pick. This way, whoever the Jets pick first round gets the get out of hell free card.
Somehow, I think if he really wants to go, I think there's only one person that he would excel under. Only one.
Satan?
Close. Up in New England. I think he could be coachable.
If Vic Newton didn't do well in New England, I don't think Deshaun Jackson is either. They're kind of from the same mold. And any player that demands a trade, I don't want him. He's as deadly as cancer to a team. Just as Deshaun Jackson wants a trade, Houston should do everything in their power to accommodate him. Send him to the Jets. That's like when they sent Napoleon to Elba.
Well, you're full of them this morning.
Hey, I call it the way I see it.
Okay.
And just think how good that first-round draft pick kid, whoever it is, will feel knowing that the Jets don't own him anymore.
All right. Well, we've got to talk about weekend of football games.
Not yet. Sports story in months.
Okay.
Happened this week.
Okay.
The U.S. Junior Olympic hockey team beat Canada 2-0 the other night. Might not sound like much. Well, Canada went through the entire tournament without giving up an even strength goal. The entire tournament without giving up an even strength goal. And the United States beat them 2-0. It was a tremendous hockey game. It was fast-paced. There was hitting involved. It was great goaltending. And then when they lined up at the end of the game to get their medals, they took their helmets off. They looked like high school kids.
Yeah.
It was one of the best hockey games I've seen in years. And it was an upset, not to the quality of the 1980 team, not even close, but it was a gigantic upset. Can you imagine a team not giving up a goal in the entire tournament, even strength? That's a lot.
That's amazing.
And I think they only gave up 2 goals the entire tournament.
That's amazing.
And the United States beat them 2-0.
I think being a hockey goaltender mentally, along with the physical portion of it, is an extremely hard position to play. Because in games where you don't get much activity, your team's playing good in front of you, you still have to remain mentally sharp, like you're facing shots all the time. And in games that you're getting clobbered, you got to come back and recover from it. I just think that, it's an amazing position to play.
The mindset of these kids to do what they did the other night, I'm sure when they go to college and they're all in college, they don't sit in those quiet rooms.
No, I don't think so.
A lot of confidence in themselves.
Yeah. All right.
Now we can go to the No Logic League.
Okay, on Saturday, we might as well go through all the games on both. There's 3 games
each
day.
Yeah, there's 6. Do them all.
Okay. So on Saturday, the Colts are up against the Bills. I am going to take the Bills. Who are you going to take?
Same.
Okay.
Buffalo's the best team in the AFC, in my opinion.
That's a 1 o'clock game. At 4:40, it's the Rams versus the Seahawks. And as much as I hate him, I'm going to take the Seahawks.
Same here. The Rams are in disarray.
And at 8:15, it's the Buccaneers versus Washington. Washington does has a good defense, but I'm going to take the Buccaneers.
Brady will destroy the Redskins.
Okay. All right. On Sunday, this is an interesting game because they're both good teams in their division. The Ravens versus the Titans. I'm going to go with the Titans.
Now I'm going with Baltimore. Tennessee beat them last year. Tennessee's not playing as good as they played last year. Baltimore should win if the quarterback feels like playing. But, so that's what you're actually wagering on here. Does the quarterback feel like playing, or does he just want to go through the motions? We'll see what happens. Maybe Harbaugh can get him enough it depends and burp him enough where he wants to play.
All right, then we've got the Bears versus the Saints. I'm taking the Saints.
Probably the second most lopsided game besides Tampa Bay.
And the Browns versus the Steelers at 8 o'clock on Sunday. I'm gonna take the Steelers in that one.
Adios, Pittsburgh. Cleveland sends them home.
That'd be great to see, actually. Shake it up just a little bit. And, of course, the team with the weekend off, Kansas City.
Kansas City and Green Bay.
Yeah, and Green Bay. They both have their weekend off.
I think Green Bay plays Buffalo in the Super Bowl.
That would be a fun game to watch. That would be that really would be a fun game to watch, because both the quarterbacks do amazing things. So that we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, MVP wears green and yellow.
You're absolutely right.
Unless they give it to Brady, what he did in Tampa was pretty amazing.
40 touchdown passes at, what is he, 40 years old?
42, I
42.
Think. But the media has a bullseye on him, so he won't get it.
Really, when you think about it, a 42-year-old throwing 40 touchdown passes.
If Rodgers didn't have the year he had, my opinion, Brady wins it in a runaway.
All right.
How could you deny him?
Yeah, you're absolutely
right. How good was Tampa the last couple years? What was their? They couldn't score touchdowns to save them their souls.
Yeah.
He scored 40 throwing. That's kind of an improvement. They didn't go out and get Jerry Rice and Lynn Swann from 30 years ago, did they? They still had the same ragtag receivers that they've always had. He put 40 touchdowns in the end zone. That's pretty good. Like him or not, folks, Tom Brady is one of the best quarterbacks,
ever.
If not the best to ever play.
Ever.
If you don't like it, too bad.
You put his stats up there. You don't even have to say anything. Just put his stats up there.
Championships.
Yeah.
Numbers. He's got everything.
He's got everything. And the ability to play football. How many games has he missed since he's been
And he
in the
hasn't
league?
Missed a beat at his age.
Yeah.
Well, the only time I remember him getting hurt was Wow, like in the early 2000s or mid-2000s when he hurt his knee in like the second game of the year?
Yeah.
That was it. I never seen him out for any extended period of time other than that. Not that I can remember.
And our final story in sports, and that is a UFC fighter, a UFC, you know, those crazy people in the cages, has been arrested on charges of first-degree premeditated murder of his sisters.
Sure, that's not an NFL guy.
No. This is one step worse than the NFL.
He must have played in the NFL at some point.
Any racing this weekend?
Very light. Yeah. We got one race we can do down at Gulfstream. This is weird. It's the Tropical Park Handicap, which used to be run at Calder, which no longer exists anymore. And it used to be a mile and an eighth. Now it's only a mile at Gulfstream. Change is no good, folks. I think there's 8 horses in here. I'm going to go right down to the rail. I like admissions office, coming off a layoff since June for Brian Lynch. But this horse is working steadily at Palm Meadows. Has run well at the distance. Only run 2 times, but he has 1 win. So I'm going to use admission office. And I ran out of ink, so I got to use my my phone here. And the other horse that I'd like, I just got to get to it, is the 5 horse, Frostmourne. This horse has some speed. He's a mile specialist with 6 starts at the distance, 4 wins. No seconds, no thirds. So if he don't win, he's not going to be anywhere. So we'll go with the 1, we'll go with this, and the 5 in this race. The 5, Frostmourne, and the 1, admissions office. And admissions office is going to get my win money.
All right. Well, with that being said, I want you to have a good weekend, and we'll check with you Monday, see how we did with our picks and stuff.
You got it. Have a good weekend, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.